This week, the stock market rallied as the House and Senate approved resolutions giving President Bush broad authority to go to war against Iraq. Our friend from the world of business, Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune magazine, joins us now to talk about what effect the building attention to Iraq has and could potentially have in the future on the economy. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And do you look at the market today and see any discernible impact?
It's really hard to say. The market is down, and even though it's had a couple of up days this week, there's a whole lot of reasons why, as we all know. But it seems pretty likely that the overhang of a prospect of war is one of the things that's dampening the market. In 1990, when Iraq invaded Kuwait, the Dow was at about 3,000, and it very, very quickly, within a matter of months, went to 2,400 or so. I mean, it took a pretty tough fall. And then once we entered the war, and it was clear that we were going to win it and win it pretty easily, the market raced back up again. Mm-hmm. Hard to know if that'll happen this time, but there are certainly plausible scenarios that suggest as much.
Are there any evidence that people are spending or not spending money because of this, or people are investing or not because of this?
Well, I'd look at it in two different ways. People are spending on homes, especially home refinances and the purchase of homes. That's happening a lot. And that's irrespective of the prospect of wars, just because interest rates are so low. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think you're seeing, though, is that I think corporations are holding back on capital spending, IT spending, various sorts of spending. And I do think that is related to the prospect of war and the cloud of uncertainty that hangs over the economy.
Mm-hmm. We must note that wars are sometimes good for some segments of the economy, aren't they?
Raytheon and, you know, people who make weapons, certainly it's good for them. But as a general rule, wars tend to come along with recessions. That's certainly what happened in 1990. And, you know, right now we're sort of coming out of one. And one of the reasons people worry about a double dip recession is because there's a prospect of war in the air.
Mm-hmm. Now, during what we might wind up calling the first Persian Gulf War, a lot of economies in that region of the world essentially ponied up for the U.S., Britain, and other allies to finance that military effort. That is not expected to be the case now.
That's right. People estimate the cost of that war at about $80 billion, and of that, 80% was picked up by our allies. This time, Lawrence Lindsay, the president's chief economic advisor, has estimated that this war would cost between $100 and $200 billion, which he says is between 1% and 2% of GNP. And there seems almost no prospect that any allies will pick that up. And, you know, and we're already in a situation where, you know, we have $300 billion-plus deficits now again. And so you add that, and there are some scenarios that make the prospect of war pretty scary economically as well as militarily. The optimists argue that a quick victory in Iraq would be good for the economy, both because of as a confidence booster and also because Iraq has the potential to produce a lot more oil than it is right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there were a regime change, presumably there'd be more oil flowing out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, to be fair, people on the other side see something dangerous in Iraq having all that oil wealth and using it to develop weapons.
That's absolutely true. The flip side, the worry, is that we are all fixated on the first Gulf War when we think about this. And the first Gulf War was a very fast, efficient war, and it didn't take very long. And so this $100 to $200 billion is actually predicated on a pretty short war. And if it became a long, difficult, drawn-out affair, it would, you know, not only be bad for the country in a whole bunch of ways, but it would be bad for the country economically as well.
Past few weeks, it seems to me we've seen some newspaper ads taken out by groups and individuals who are concerned about the prospect of war. Are business leaders a part of this? Have any been outspoken?
No, they're not. First of all, they've got their own set of issues that they're dealing with the corporate governance and the scandals and all of that. And that's kind of the public policy issue that they're publicly grappling with. But, you know, as a general rule, there's no percentage in a business leader popping his head up and saying, you know, I'm opposed to war, and they're just not going to do it.
At the same time, there's been an awful lot of attention paid to what a lot of people see as the obligation the United States would then exercise to rebuild Iraq. Would that, to be blunt about it, create economic opportunities?
You know, it's really hard to know, Scott. We would have a military force there, and we would probably be doing some sort of Marshall Plan type of thing. But, you know, these things work best when you're using the country's own infrastructure and you're using the country's own people to rebuild rather than buying everything from the U.S. And I would tend to think the answer to that question is no.
Mm-hmm. Iraq would need its economy rebuilt, too.
Exactly.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Joe Nocera, who's executive editor of Fortune magazine, speaking with us from New York.